Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Grudge fans, we're going to do a little different today. I'm running the board from my phone. Lady A hasn't called in yet, but as soon as Lady A calls in, we can do the introductions. But, we really don't have to do that. But I do want to let you know, if you can, log in to grudgeinc.us. That is grudgeinc.us. We do have a pro board over there. We'd like to get some feedback from the fans. We'd like to get some action over there. We'd like to get some races locked in. We'd like to do get some activity over there on grudgeinc.us. So if you can, let's go ahead and get this show started on this great Thursday. Hey guys, we got a few interesting things that we want to talk about today. We want some feedback from the fans. One thing is we've been getting a lot of controversy between two groups and two groups of racers, two groups of drag racers. And some of it's good and some of it's bad. And I don't know it all, never claim to know it all, but I will try to diffuse something I see that's going to go down the wrong road if I can. I am nobody to tell who's right and who's wrong, but you know this grudge racing thing can be very, very fun, and it can lead to something that's very, very bad. So we want to keep the punches above the belt. We want to keep it in some good clean fun. We want to keep it drag racing, and that's what we want to talk about today. You know, how far is too far? You know. Some things that happen to certain groups of people or certain grudge racers, and it's got a bad taste in their mouth. And sometimes, you know, we can let those things, those feelings, those emotions come out on air and be shared with the world. And some things need to be behind closed doors. You know, some things that happen within Set on Kill. A lot of people want to know what happened with Set on Kill. But Set on Kill is a private group. We keep things within those things that we do share. You know, I don't have to sugarcoat anything. Everybody know that Lil Ron was my driver when I first got my car. Then when he got his car back out, you know, I felt that it's hard to drive two cars. So Lil Derek stepped in my car and he was doing a great job. And then Lil Ron started back driving my car. So, you know, that was a talk of the town, so to speak, for a few months. And, you know, certain people asked me why. Well, damn it, it wasn't your business. If I wanted you to know, I would have told you. So, therefore, I didn't want you to know. It ain't, you know, wasn't nothing wrong with you asking me. But if I, you know, did not want you to know, that is my business. And between me and Set on Kill, and I'm not above Set on Kill, and we kept that within ourselves. Set on Kill, a lot of members within Set on Kill, and so we kept that in house, and I think that's what a lot of things need to be done. It's in house. The lady of the hour, she is on. Thank you very much. If you can you play the introduction, and we're just gonna keep on going, Lady A, if you can. If you need me to jump out of the host mode, I can do that also. Just let me know.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no. Don't do it. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
This is Biz from Chicago, the host of the Grudge Inc. Talk Show, bringing you all grudge racers in the North Central region, Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
Hi.
Okay. Lady, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
All right. I got a lot of text messages last week about Shorty being on. How did you like my special guest last week?
He was direct. I liked him.
He was direct.
He was direct. Hey, yes, he was.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you what. He didn't even cut up. He was actually on safe mode. If I feel that I need his help, I'm gonna send you a text to get him back on. But a lot of people like Shorty. A lot of people like Shorty, and by me watching what he do, I learned a lot. You know, I learned a lot by watching what he do, how he do it, and also my man Fonz. You know, I grew up with Fonz. He watch what he do, mimic what he do, and it keeps me level-headed, and it keeps me out of trouble. So with all that being said, Lady A, this is drag racing, and that's what we want to do. We want to keep it racing. We got anybody with their hands up?
Yes, we have two. Did you want me to go ahead and start opening mics?
Yeah, you can.
All right, Larry, how are you? Your mic is open.
Hello, Lady A. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How's the boss man?
Boss man is bossing right on. He's good.
Well, I know everything is fine then. I had to speak to you first and let you know that we really appreciate you and the fine job that you be doing, Lady A.
Thank you. I appreciate being told.
All right. Come over, Mr.
Hold on, baby. Hold on. Larry, what did you just say, Larry? Lady A, you appreciate being cold, C-O-L-D, or T-O-L-D?
Daddy. Cold,
T-O-L-D. Okay, good. Cold what?
She appreciate us telling her that we really appreciate her. And
oh,
the job that she's
doing for Grudgy. Okay. I thought you were saying that we was telling you what to do, like we were your boss. We're not your boss. We're your friend.
No.
All right, what's going on, Larry? Well, how you doing, bro?
Hey, Biz, how you feeling, Biz?
Man, I feel pretty good, man. You know what? I said last week about the dyno session. Well, it didn't go good. It didn't go bad. It didn't happen.
Okay.
My tuner didn't have the gas, the fuel that we needed. So next week it will be done next week. So, but I need to get that done to make sure everything's okay, so I can make it on down at the Holly Springs on April 14th. You know,
I believe it's gonna turn out okay for you, Biz. But what I want to tell you, Biz, man. If I could, I'd have found you last night and touch you on your back, Biz. I like the way you stood up. You know, when it comes to the Grudging family, you know, you want to see that everybody have equal rights and that and things be equal with them and so far and so on. And I think that you really took a position as far as being a governor concerned. I was really, I had a smile on my face about it, Biz. I appreciate that, man.
I appreciate you saying that, Larry. I appreciate you saying that, man. I
call it, you don't want to call a spade, Biz.
Oh, yeah. I got Grudge Racing friends inside of Grudge Inc. for sure, and outside of Grudge Inc. And it's gonna take all of us. Not let me tell you this. When it comes to my Grudge Inc. brothers, I'm a little partial. I'm a little biased when it comes to my Grudge Inc. brothers. But at the same time, you know, we family. If we're doing something wrong, I'm not gonna try to out in public, because I ain't nobody daddy. I'm not going to be out in public and try to tell them what they did wrong or whatever, what it may be, because, hell, everything I do ain't right, you know? But I know one thing. I'm like, I forgot what movie it is, but it was one movie where the guy was, what movie was that? They grabbed the guy, put him in the closet, and he tried to tell you he was gonna wash his drawers for like 30 years, and then the Muslim guy said, "Ain't nobody gonna punk nobody. We're not gonna be, you know, we a man, and we all men. And you know, if I sense the, you know, something going around down the street, I don't want it to see it. I'm gonna hang up or I'm gonna try to straighten it." So That's how I feel, Larry, and I appreciate you saying that, bro.
Anytime, Biz. I'm going to go on and mute my mic, man. I'm going to sit in on the program, and I ain't going to have no popcorn. I'm going to drink you some lemonade, though.
That's all right. That's all right. Lady A, we got anybody else?
Yes, we do. Kid, your mic is open.
Kitty Kid, Westside Kid. What's up, man?
What's going on, Biz? Good evening, Lady A.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. And you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking.
All right. And you don't have to sugarcoat that special guest. Shawty ain't nothing. What's happening, Biz?
Hey, man, I wish it was on phone where you could tell him that. Hey, but I'm doing good, man. For this to be the second day of spring,
man.
I'm really not enthused about it, man. I want to get to the track, man. I really want to get to the track and try this Kyle, man, because I want to go down on Hootie, man. I want him to be my first. I want him to be my last. I want him to be my everything.
Yep. It feels like the second day of winter, I'm telling you, man.
It do,
God,
man.
Damn.
It do, man. I'm itching to let a trans break, though, man. Man, I'm just itching to do it.
I heard that. Yep.
Yeah, we all.
Well, like I said, I believe next week it's going to start changing for the better, man.
I hope so. I hope so. Man.
It'll be April.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be April and we ain't been to the track. And these other jokers down south will be racing 4 months. You know, that's
right,
crazy.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, that's really burning inside, man.
You know, and then we got, and then 2 weeks we're supposed to go into battle. You know, we're supposed
right.
to go down to Holly Springs and go into battle, and we ain't even tested, you know.
Yeah, you know? I got to try to make that race because I got to get down there and see one of them 901 bad boys. He's still a little parking ticket up here in Chicago. I got to collect for it.
Hey, man, we're going to try to do something strange to them 901 bad boys, man. You know, they ride high, man. They ride high.
Yeah,
you know,
them boys are bad.
They took a loss, but they didn't get beat. They just took a loss. I mean,
yeah.
You know, they had five races and they you know, the loss that they did take, it wasn't side by side action. It was a malfunction on the track. So
right.
A little tired.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, we want to. You don't care how you get a win.
Mm-hmm. A win is a win.
Win is a win.
Right. And they really gonna be a little rougher once their main man get out, Bobby Cole.
Yeah, I mean we gonna have something for Bobby. We gonna
mm-hmm.
have something for Mark, and we
mm-hmm.
definitely gonna have something for my man holding it down, man, better than anybody that can hold it down. Wick is really holding it down, man.
That he is.
Yeah, you know, I've watched them videos and I used to see the King Kong all over the track.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that now. I mean, That King Kong car used to be all over. If he was in the right lane, by the time before he get to the 60-foot, he was in the left lane.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't see that now, man. Him and Kenny Rigg, Kenny Boy.
Right.
They, man, like I said, man, I take my hat off to their team. I like how they run their program, man.
Yep.
So you know.
Yep.
But, man, there's always a but.
Oh yeah,
I plan on doing something real, real nasty to them boys. You know.
Yep.
And that is my plan. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But like they said, Mike Tyson said, everybody got a plan until they get hit in the mouth.
Right.
But I'm gonna try to, you know, have a good defense. You know.
Yep.
And that force induction, I believe, is my good defense.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, then, Biz, I'm going to sit back and relax and enjoy the show, man. Go ahead on, open up some more mics. I'm going to go on mute.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, Lady A.
Yes?
Can you pleasure?
I'm sorry?
Is anybody else got their mic open?
Yes. Big Danny, your mic is open.
Hey, Lady A.
Hey, how are you?
I don't hear the baby revving up like a motor over there.
That's because I keep muting my phone. If I leave it unmuted for a few seconds, you'll hear them.
okay. Biz, what's going on, man?
Do me a favor, man. You know who I want you to click over and call real quick.
Yeah, I heard, you know, earlier you was on 1-800-KEEP-IT-REAL, and I heard you and the guy was battling over the phone back and forth. You know, I really didn't catch what was going on, but I came in at the end or the middle or something, and it seemed like y'all couldn't get together on no date.
Well, I mean, the thing is, man, you know, he seen my car, he know my car, you know, and he want me to lock in with a ghost car, which I don't have a problem with that. But if I'm going to lock into a ghost car, I got to have some parameters of some type of stipulation, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and that's, yeah. So if you can't get Shorty on the phone, fuck it.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to mute. I'm going to get him on the line.
Okay. Lady A, we got anybody else to hand up while you're trying to get Shorty on the phone?
Yes, we do. Champ, your mic is open.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, King Biz, what's happening, Cat?
What's going on, Mississippi Joe? What's happening, baby?
Everything good. Lady, how you doing, beautiful?
I'm well. How are you?
Blessed, highly favored. But I have to admit, it's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how it keeps me from going under.
Hey, that sounds so nice. You can say it twice.
Fellas, how's everybody doing tonight? Chicago, surrounding places, outskirts, etc., etc. Larry, Kid, all my lovely grudging brothers. What's happening, Bo?
Oh, Bo, just hanging in there, Bo. Trying to make it do what it do, Bo. How you feeling?
Oh man, I'm hanging and banging and trying to get this thing jumping and pumping. You know how it is. It's hard, but it's fair. Ain't that right, King B?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's going on,
King,
Joe?
King, I was just letting you know I was out here and just letting you know I was supporting you. And I'm going to go back on mute, man. I just wanted to show some love and tell everybody hello. You know, let everybody know that I'm still around and I haven't forgot about everybody.
Hey, Joe. Hey, they are really... I don't have my phone, baby. Hold on. Take it over, Joe. Got this 2-year-old, and she will.
Well, I just want to ask a couple questions to the people up north in Chicago. I just want to know, are you all excited about Grudge Inc.'s first year anniversary? May, it's going to be May the 18th and 19th. We're going to be at the headquarters, which is the zoo, on the 18th. And then we're going to leave the zoo. We're going to Montgomery, Alabama, for the Grudge Inc. first year anniversary at Montgomery Motorsports Park. And I'm very excited. I can't wait to see all y'all from up north. I know it's going to be a convoy coming because you all always support us real strong, and I want to let y'all know that we really appreciate it, and we truly are thankful.
Hey Joe, we definitely are really looking forward to it. And I talked to Danye yesterday,
yeah,
and he said after that cake he baked for Wick on the 14th, he can't wait to get to Montgomery. You know, so. Looking forward to, you know, all of us coming together, man, all grudging, and spending the whole weekend, man, and just do nothing.
Oh, man. Our biggest, King, correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm not mistaken, it's going to be a 2-day event, right?
Say that again?
If I'm not mistaken, it's going to be a 2-day event.
Yes,
if I'm
sir.
Not mistaken,
yes, sir.
We're going to be at the zoo first, right, on the 18th, if that's not mistaken, right?
You right. You absolutely right.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm telling everybody up there, you know, the correct things and not leading them the wrong way.
No, you giving good information there, buddy.
And so, man, it's going to be a beautiful thing. I'm looking forward to fellowshipping with everybody and drinking a little Ciroc or Crown or whatever your drink is, even ain't number Fruit Punch or Poway. I'm just looking forward.
Now you talking my language there.
Well, you know, hey, man, we all can fellowship in all kind of ways, man. It's going to be beautiful. We're going to fellowship while the sun out, and then when it get cool and the tide get right, what we going to do then, Biz?
Hey, man. Hey, you know I'm bringing the chef down now.
Oh, my God. How many of those cakes you going to bring me, Biz?
You know, you just put in your order, you know.
All right.
Just put in your order. We'll make it happen.
Okay. All right, I got plenty of time to take. It used to be popcorn. Now I think, man, I'm going to have to have me one. Okay, man. Every time I see you.
Hey, Joe, don't bring that football player. Don't bring.
Oh, my God. Man, I got mad with him. You ever notice two people who eat a lot can't stand to see one another eat, man?
Man, wow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, if he's not in camp, he'll be there, though, Biz. But he leaves in April to go to back camp.
Well, damn it, he ain't going to be there then. We talking in May. He'll be OTAs.
Yep, you already know.
Hey, that's a good thing. But, Joe, really, man, before you put your phone on mute, the Chicago, you know, is really anticipating the Gangsta Buddha come on back up here. You know, y'all didn't take a lot of losses last year with that car, but one of the losses y'all did take was by the hands of Plumber Kevin. And I know y'all want y'all get back race.
We would love to get it, Biz. I'm so sure we coming up there, Biz. I'm telling you live on air, you might as well put us on the flyer, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Y'all might be the main attraction.
Yeah, we will be there. Everybody listen to us good. We will be there. It's confirmed.
Do you want some more popcorn, Joe?
Yeah, man. You know what? You know what, though, kid? I'm going to be honest, man. The great people in the city of Chicago and the outskirts and the surrounding areas treated me so lovely and so much hospitality, man. Whatever y'all give me, I'll be happy, man. If you give me a thing. And if you don't, guess what? I'm still going to be happy, man. Ain't nothing but love. That's all I receive when I'm up there, bro.
Oh, no question, man. We are eagerly anticipating, you know, you guys, and not only, you know, my race, Grudge Inc. race, on the 27th of July, but also Lil Tony's race on June 15th. You know,
yeah.
So, you know, we're gonna have some fun this year, man. We're gonna race and we're gonna talk some stuff and we're gonna do what we gotta do.
It's gonna be real nice, man. Real nice. I kind of was reaching out to Stunner and for the May 19th anniversary race, I wanted to, you know, some heavy hitters down there so we can have some action with some of them guys like Scotty Ray and Bad Influence, you know. He got a G-body out, you know. Pro Star Joe know all those guys up that way.
Hey, so hey, Joe, I'm going to say this, Joe. It's going to get to a point when y'all knock off all the G-bodies, man. Y'all going to have to run some Mustangs, some Camaros, and some Novas.
Well, that's the plan, Biz.
Okay.
You know, the chief said we're going to stick with the D-bodies until we get all the D-bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go to people like Wit, Tweet, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Okay.
But Amen. My thing is, a smart man would be trying to get us to come early. So I look for a lot of them to try to make us, you know, get out of our game plan, come on the shows, talking all kinds of junk, trying to get us to do what they want us to do. But it's not going to work. They can call me everything but a child of God.
Scary-ass Beard. Scary-ass Beard. What's happening?
Oh, man, I'm just taking it easy. Well, hold on 1 second, bro. Just one second. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, that's all I had to say, man. I'm looking forward to being in Martin, Michigan, and your show, Biz. What's it, the 28th of July?
Yeah.
In Martin, Michigan, June the 15th?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
so,
you don't like
that
track, Joe.
Okay. All right, thanks, Joe. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Hootie,
nope.
Man, you ain't nothing. You locked
man,
in
you
for
ain't
the
nothing.
First day.
Man,
listen,
man.
Man.
You been on my man. You done all these weak-ass times just to beat me, man.
Hey,
man.
Man,
you got some weak-ass garbage you bad, man. Straight up.
Hey,
you gotta come down my car. Real talk. My shit consistent.
What the hell?
You right.
It is consistent.
Nah,
consistent
man.
To get whooped. I ran you twice last year, and your car did
man,
the same
nothing,
thing
man.
Both times.
I gave you no races, man. You ain't beat nothing,
okay.
Man. I gave you no races.
I got no problem. Hey, keep coming.
Everybody who watch my show, you two know that I gave you them races. You ain't on nothing.
I appreciate that. I don't have no problem with that. Hey, man.
You ain't on nothing,
man. This is what I think about you. This
is
what I think about you.
My little street car. Now look, I'm gonna be real. I got a street car. All that shit.
I got a street car.
This weak ass. You ain't
I got a street car.
Car.
I got a street car.
Man, every time
car.
You run a race, me ain't been no street car.
I got
you
a street
got
car,
Willie
man.
Bars. Man. Listen, man. You got
Willie Bars. Willie.
No. Listen. You might well go ahead and have the Willie Bars. You got motherfucking tween ass on back of your shit. Back half car.
Hey,
left bar. I got a true stop suspension car, man. Full interior.
Hey, man.
I just got a new Mustang.
Let me tell you this, man. I just got a new car. New to me.
Man,
the only thing I did was start it up and bring it in the garage.
I don't care what you did.
That's it.
I don't care what you did.
I'm willing to lock you in. Listen to me, Hootie. I'm willing to lock you in the first weekend of track. Hey, Hootie.
You ain't got to lock in nothing with me. I'm going to be there, man.
Okay, we ain't got to lock in. I'm willing to race you the first.
You said I got the back time for
lock first day the track is open, and I ain't never took this car down the track before. That's what I think about
hey, listen,
you, man.
I'm a test on your tail, man.
You're
scared to test. Listen, Biz, if I was you, I'd put somebody else in the car because you scared to drive your car. You scared. Scared, man, ain't going to never win.
I'm
from the east side, boy. We don't get scared over here, boy. We drive our shit.
Hey, man.
What you talking about?
Chicago.
The wall.
Chicago
wall,
don't
man.
Even have an
to
east side, man.
We
got
to the wall.
Chicago don't even have an east side. We got a west
yes,
side and a south
east side.
Side. We ain't got no Chicago ain't got no east side. Y'all consider that
y'all
east side. Chicago ain't,
east
that's
y'all
the
y'all
south side.
Ain't
that ain't no, Chicago don't have an east side. They
ain't
don't
no
have an
east
side.
Like that.
They got a south side and a west side and a north side.
Let me tell you something.
You can't even find the east side on the map.
History, listen, I'm going to tell you something.
That
if you know true drag race history, if you know true drag racing history, dog, all the hard races start on the east side, on South Chicago. In my neighborhood.
Ain't that
you know,
the south
about.
Side,
man.
Man.
Ain't racing back then, man.
That's
man,
the, who ain't racing? Who wasn't racing back then?
Back then, you weren't even racing back then, dog. What?
Man, you got to be crazy. I was racing back in 1989,
man.
In 1989.
You just started whooping people in 2009.
I was racing in 1989, man.
I was
racing in
19.
Hey, man, I whooped you in 2013. When you want to go to the track,
man?
When you want to go to the track?
You can't battle right color with me. You can't battle right color with me.
Then we race twice.
You can't battle right color with me.
Then we race twice.
And you
who turned the W on both sides, man? Who turned the W on both sides?
Listen,
huh?
Who paid a lot of your money last?
My compo.
Because.
When we race, who won? Who
the hell you going to break 1 week, then turn around and race Tommy and go from round for racing me? I brought my car back that next week to race you. You ain't want to run me, dog. You didn't want to race
I lost you twice. What are you talking about?
You see my car stay down on the ground, you start beating around the bush.
Oh,
stop.
Man, you need to quit it.
Man, listen, you man. You can't find a
knock
right
it
off. With me, man.
Knock
man,
it
I'm
off.
Telling the truth. Listen, everybody who know Hootie going to speak the truth.
You can't buy the right car to whoop me, G. This your third car, G.
My third car. The
yeah,
first
right.
car I whooped you twice. Wait, what you talking about?
Like,
you must got selective memory, man.
Listen, G, you can't call that no race, G. You can't call that no race.
I can't call
it
a race. Did you pay me? Did you pay me? Did you pay me? You did lead a start line.
Listen.
You did lead a start line.
G, and you beat me for real? Listen, until we go down there together and you beat me for real, I ain't talking about no William or all that shit. I'm talking about a real race, G. You ain't whoop me.
Well,
you
when
ain't
you
want
to go to the track? I tell Terry to open the track. When you want to go? I asked Terry to open the track. When you want to go?
Listen, G.
You
want to
go this Saturday? Do you want to go this Saturday? I'll run you at the track
the
this
track
Saturday, man.
I'll tell him
to open the track,
man.
I will tell him to open the track.
Tell him to open the muscle right now, then.
Well, lock in, I'll tell him. Lock in, I'll tell
him. Open them up right now. Man, I ain't
going to
lock
in. Lock in, man. I'll tell him to open the track.
My top starter right now. Right now. On the track of steel.
Mine does, too.
Okay,
tell,
man.
Lock
the shake
lock,
it down.
Man,
okay,
listen,
lock
man.
In off the trailer then. Off the trailer.
I don't have no problem with that. 500 or 2,500 better. This Saturday, man. Now get up. Now get there. Get there. 500 or 2,500 better. Lock in, man. This Saturday,
listen,
man.
I'll lock
off
in
the freaking
you,
trailer.
Man.
I will
I'll
do you,
in,
man.
I'm not locking in on no blind racer. You
that's what,
get
I, thought. That's what
you
I thought.
Me
that's what I thought. That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
You not
man,
know.
I would do
and
you,
the
man.
The ground not going to be warm enough to race this there. The ground not going to be warm enough, G. Real talk.
You know, okay,
30,
if the ground is 20 degrees on your side, it's 20 degrees on my side.
But guess what? You must got a garbage-ass car, so my shit ain't going to hook up on no 29-degree-ass surface.
Man, run it on the motor. Okay. I run you on the motor. I run you on the motor. We run on. We ain't got
man,
to quit.
I'm not handicapping. See, you know what? You're going to run me on the motor because you're scared to spray your shit. I'm not handicapping.
You know what, man?
Nigga, I'm turning the guard off.
Spray the spray, man. We can
okay,
do it. Listen, man, Hootie, this is what I think about you. Hey, Hootie, this is what I think about you, and I'm going to go on with the show. We can go in two caravans. We can go in 2013 caravans, and we could go to the track this Saturday, man. Two caravans. They ain't going to spin. You ain't nothing, man.
Oh, two caravans. Man, come on,
two
man.
Two caravans,
now,
man.
For real? G, listen, G. Are we having a grudge race or a street car race, dog? I'm not racing no caravan. I ain't going to rent one, G. You're going to see me on the track every time you see me. Every time you see me, you're going to have to race me, dog. But guess what? I'm
going to
take out
your
new
car. Well, you know what?
Hey, man. I got two caravans, two 2001s. Both of y'all can get. Y'all can settle this.
Hey, I have no problem with that. I will whoop his tail,
listen,
man.
We ain't got to go to the track, man. We got a street car, and we're going to the street tonight, man.
I don't race on the street. That is illegal. That is illegal. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I do not race on the street.
Really? A caravan, G?
Yeah.
Hey, Beard. Hey, yes. Beard, I'm glad to see that I'm getting under the muffin governor's skin because I'm on your mind more than you on my mind.
Man, you ain't under my
mind. You talk about me every week,
man.
Every week you talk about me, G. I don't even get on the radio because nobody, you know.
Hey, Hootie.
The
only reason I talk about you, my wife wants a Gucci purse, man. You're going to buy it. You're going to buy it.
Man.
She wants a $1,200 Gucci purse. I do not want to go in my savings account and buy it. You're going to buy it. You're going to buy it. You're going to buy it, sir. You can believe that.
And guess what?
You're going to,
hey,
and if you keep talking, I'm going to make you buy some matching shoes, too.
And listen,
now, keep talking. You're going to buy a purse and matching shoes. Lady A, what do you want? Lady, what do you want, Lady A? What's on your wish list? I'm not your husband. I'm not that. But what do you have on your wish list? Because these guys up here are sweet. Sweet
man,
as a Georgia peach. And you know what a Georgia peach is. You know
man,
how sweet that is, lady.
I watched you on film yesterday, man. You were scared to drive that blue pill. That car had some power, but you were scared to leave off the trans brake on that shit. You should have left off the trans brake on that shit, man. You scared, man. You scared, dog. You're not going to beat me. A scared man not going to beat me, G. I got more chances of beating myself like I always do. Beat myself.
Yeah,
Lady A. Can you open? Can you open the next? Yeah. Can you open the next mic, Lady A?
King Biz, what it do? What it do, King Biz?
What's happening, man?
Man, it sound like y'all trying to get in up in the shutdown, huh?
Hey, man. Hey, hey, Clark, he done bumped his head, man. Man, I fell and bumped his damn head, man.
Hey, Clark, he ain't on nothing, Clark.
Hey, Clark, we got three cars and set on, I don't want to do that. We got three cars and set on kill, we'll run through his whole clique.
No, y'all don't. You're going to run and get Junior.
You damn right.
We got three cars to run through your whole clique, man.
We still got three cars to run through your whole clique.
Damn.
I'm not going to even go get Junior.
Look, Boosie ain't going to run nothing. He's going to be himself.
Hey, man, listen, man. Listen, there you go name the car. There you go name the car.
Proven. Man, who y'all get, man? Really, though, man. Who y'all get?
Hey, man, you go get your best three cars, and I will get three cars and set on kill. With set on kill stickers on there. With set on kill stickers.
I like that.
And I'm not going to get Lil Junior, and we will rape you.
I like that.
We will do something nasty to you boys.
I like that. I like that. Out the back door, right?
No, you was running a quarter mile last night.
You gonna run a quarter mile with us? I listened last night. You told Prime Time you were running a quarter mile with Junior. Shit, you gonna do that shit with us too?
Man, there you go, ear hustling, man. You can't tell me how to gamble my money,
man. You said I heard what you said, and I knew you was gonna say that shit on our show, nigga.
Who is this? Who is this talking?
My fingers up, pop. You know
who
it
is.
You gonna run that shit with us too. You gonna run that motherfucker out the back door like you told Prime Time, man.
Who is this? Who is this talking, man? So I can address.
Hey, man, I ain't daddy, what's shorty at? I'm gonna let shorty get off the phone. I appreciate you showing up. Your mouth is running faster than your motherfucking ass. I appreciate you showing up. That was my with you.
All you got to do is lock in, partner. You drive your own car down on your ass.
Man, look, you ain't nobody going to tell me what to drive. Y'all race my motherfucking car. Y'all fast. Y'all race
so.
My car. That's all y'all got.
I tell you what.
Get me to the middle of the season, and I'm going to drive my car. Get me to the middle of the season. I'll lock in with any of you motherfuckers. I'll drive my car. I ain't going to drive my shit, but I'll be. Get me to the middle of the season and lock in, motherfuckers.
Get in there and get you a spot. What you need? I ain't gonna do it, man. Okay, all right. He gonna, hey, look, hey, Biz, I came and blocked up the man's driveway, man. He wouldn't lock in anything, so he ain't nothing.
Hey, man, you can say what you want to, but this motherfucker tow truck I drive would have pushed that motherfucker straight out my driveway. Believe that.
It's supposed to. Look where I'm going to kick that in a tow truck. But hey,
you ain't clocked in the driveway.
Hey, man, what's y'all three cars, man?
What's y'all three cars? That's all I want to know. Y'all three cars, man, so we can set this up, man. Set on kill versus the East Side Stranglers, man.
We don't know y'all three cars.
I'm going to tell you.
Okay, go ahead, tell me.
We want to get Foz Nova, we're going to get Lil Boosie, and we got a Camaro.
Okay.
Okay, what's y'all three cars?
What Camaro is that?
It's a set-up
Camaro. Okay, well, I got my car. We got my car. We're going to have We gotta see.
That's it. Now, Clark, you see that pump faking? You see that pump
faking? Ain't no pump faking.
You see that pump faking? Tell me the three cars.
All our cars ain't finished, man. We still working, man.
So why are you on the phone? So why are you on the phone? What y'all want to do?
Hey, Biz, they're going to be a special guest, Biz.
Hey,
Shawty.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey,
Daddy.
How y'all doing?
I wish you would put another car together.
Talking crazy, Shawty.
Hey, man. No disrespect. Hey, Perm, I love you to death. You's a faggot, boy. You don't want no trouble, boy.
Hey, Skier, you ain't know nothing, G.
Let's get him. Why you say I ain't nothing? What I do?
Because y'all always trying to double team on my man like he's crazy.
Hold on, Udi, you wrong, man. What you saying? Now I'm gonna make you recant that statement. You wrong. Let me just explain something to you. Why we on this mic? Now I'm 1-800 Keeps It Real. I don't know what talk show this is. Hold on, can I finish, man? God damn, y'all don't even let me
finish, man.
What the fuck is going on? Let me finish. Hey, Udi, long as you've been knowing me all your life, I hate bullies, man. I don't double team nobody, man. I'm K-Solo. I'm a king by my goddamn self. I don't need nobody to double team nobody. Big Perm ain't nothing to me. I ain't never thought he was a racist, so why would you lie on me and say I double teamed him? The man drawed on me up in that shop when they was interviewing, and I ain't said a word. I said, you want some of me, huh? I don't draw. Hey, I don't pick on the weak, man. That boy weak to me, man. Listen, Udi, that boy is weak. Hey, hold on, Perm, I'm talking to Udi. Perm, you talking out of turn now. I'm talking to Udi. Udi, I love you to death. You don't even see me drawing on you. If I feel you ain't going to go, I ain't going to even draw on nobody. You don't see me drawing on nobody. I will draw on Val, but I don't just draw on people. Listen, though, money dictates what skin going to do. I don't think you boys got enough money. I don't think you boys gonna bet what I want to bet, so I don't even draw on you. I don't draw on no Torino and all that shit, man.
I'm gonna tell you something.
You're not listening, Udi. I didn't say you was broke. I didn't say you was broke or none of that. I said y'all not gonna bet how I want to bet. You ain't listen to me, but you ain't listen to me. You not gonna look. This is what I feel. I could be wrong. I feel like if I come with a car, you not gonna run no way. So I don't even say nothing to you. I say it's nothing to you, so why would you tell that lie and say I'm double teaming your man? Your man is garbage. Your man told me he gonna whoop my ass. He told me he gonna whoop my ass, Udi, and he gonna drive his own car. Listen, I didn't never tell him he gotta drive his own car. The man keep drawing on my pickup truck. I told him I can't beat him with my pickup truck. I ain't never seen his car. But listen,
you drive on me, you get on the phone talking shit to me. Fuck you talking about?
Hey man, why don't you lie? Hey, guess what? Hey, Udi, hold on. All these talk shows be recorded. Hey, Udi, go look up the talk show for the other day. If I'm lying, if that man didn't draw me on my pickup truck, I'm going to give you $1,000.
I told you this is what I did.
Okay, well, you get the motherfucker in. I'll get it for him. I don't know what you're talking about. Let me tell you, I'm trying to say what happened the other day. We quit talking about all the other shit because I don't know what you're talking about. Sir, the other day when you was on the mic, I busted out and said something to you. You're correct, sir. I said I'm going to blow your ass out, Big Bro. I was fucking with you. It wasn't number jokes, but I was for real. I will blow your ass out. You said, Skin, what you want to do? Oh, this little motherfucker, woo, woo, woo. And you said, man, I'm running your truck. I said, I'm not going to run you with my truck. I said, you told me that you would whoop my ass in Tarka.
man, I'm whooping your ass and shit, that you got the title and all that shit. And all. I said, okay, you right. You know what? Then that's when Big Daddy came on the phone and said, lock your ass in, Big Perm. You ain't nobody. We're going to lock in with the pickup truck.
Because
you said you're going to drive the shit. You said you're going to drive the car. You said you're going to drive the car and beat
you. I'm definitely a man of my word. If I go back and listen to that shit, you got it. If I go back and listen to that shit and I say it because I'm a man of my word, I show you I'm a man of my word. If
right, that's what you said. You said you'll whoop my ass. Look, go back
you
and listen
it.
To it.
You
I'm not listening to it. You said you're going to listen. But you listen.
Listen,
though. Hold on, Big Perm. Big Perm. We canceled all that
it.
When you said you're not listening, Big Perm. We canceled.
I go back and listen.
Man, hey, Udi. I'm sorry. I see I can't talk to him. Hey, Udi. I can't talk to him because he's a pure D jackass. He don't listen to nothing I'm saying. I said we recanted that shit, man, once you said you weren't driving your car. The whole thing was if you drive your car, nappy head ass nigga. No N word. Nappy head motherfucker. I told you if you drive your car, I'm going to put my thing in your ass. You's a virgin, boy. I told them to pop your cherry, nigga.
Okay.
If
I go back and listen to that, I said it. If I said it, you got it. That's all I can say.
Okay. Now, Udi, you like that, Udi? Lock him in, because he's talking jazzy. I know he ain't shit.
When I go back,
lock his ass
in, Udi. When I go back and listen, you got it.
Okay. Go back and listen, then.
I'm going to tell y'all something. That's all good. But what the hell do Big Danny got to do with it? He ain't know nothing.
No, listen, okay, can I tell you what he got to do with it? Just hold on for one second, because I don't want him to explode for no reason. Because he want to bet on my truck. He want to bet on my truck. That's what he got to do with it. What you got to do with it? Tell me what you got to do with me and Big Perm.
Hold on, Charlie, I got this.
Daddy, would you please let Udi respond? Udi, what do you got to do with me and Big Perm?
I got to do a lot with it because, man, my man shit. God damn it.
Please let him answer, y'all. Let him answer. Go ahead, Udi. What you got to do with
people's heads real quick? So, god damn it. Reason why I'm speaking up, because my man feels shit. God damn it. He was getting double teamed.
Let me answer your question, though. Danny got something to do with it because he might have felt that I got double teamed. He might have felt like I ain't want to race him, so he want to put up the money for me to race him. Hey, man, everybody on this phone is entitled to be with whoever the fuck they want to be with. So I don't understand your motive. What the fuck you mean, double team? It could be you. We don't give a fuck about you, Terrell, Udi, the whole E-Mass Flame crew. We're going to knock your ass out or get knocked out, and there ain't going to be no hard feelings. Just like when B.S. knocked your ass out.
And that's how we do.
It's like when B.S. knocked your ass out twice, and you started talking about you popping Willie. Don't nobody give a fuck.
We ran all year last year. With our two cars, we ran more than damn near everybody.
Run me on the street. I said, I like that.
I'm ready right now. When is he ready?
Man, give me about.
Well, he ain't ready right now. We ain't ready right now. We be ready real soon.
Okay, listen to me. Stop saying we, because we ain't French. If that, listen, man, don't, no disrespect to nothing. If
hey,
that
hey,
dumbass
hey, Shorty,
boy
all you gotta do
get
is give me your number, I'll call you. Shorty, give me your number.
Hey.
You know I told you last night. Give me your number.
Right.
I'll call you. That's what,
okay,
that's
listen
what
to this, though. Listen, you ain't got no reason to call me if you not driving. Talking about running my pickup
okay,
truck.
Shorty,
if you driving.
I said if I go back and listen. If I go back and listen, I said...
No. But you're not going to hear that. You never said on the tape, you never said that you was driving. You said you going to whoop my ass with my pickup truck, and I said, I'm not running you with my pickup truck because I don't know nothing about your car. I said, but if you drive it, I'm going to beat your ass. You never once said you was driving. You just said you like that. You never said you was driving. Them words never came out your mouth. That you was driving, but I assume you was driving because I told you if you drive, that's the only way I'm going to race you with my truck. Now, what part of that
okay.
you don't understand? What school you didn't go to, Eastside Strangler?
I understand that.
Eastside
Strangler. I understand.
That's all I'm saying. And I'm going to say it one more time before I get off this phone. I will beat all the hell all y'all ass, boy.
Man, you ain't going to beat shit with that weak ass ass 10.
Hey, you know what?
Sir, man,
I'm
not going to
get nobody else.
You're right about that. I ain't going to whoop nobody with the pickup truck. But I could go get something and whoop your ass.
Hey, guess what? We can too.
Okay, there ain't no problem with that. If we come to an agreement. Look, if we come to an agreement, we going to get out. That's all I'm saying. Udi ain't no problem. Hey, the same thing I told
you.
Hey, that was the same thing I told Terrell. I said, Terrell, we can talk shit all day. We cool. I said, Terrell, I've been knowing you a long time. I said, I've never seen you do
that.
You said what?
Hey, Ken, I ain't going to lie. Hey, I thought that would say, you going to race. All the rest of the Coast Tigers ain't going to race, man.
Yeah, but ain't nothing wrong with them Coast Tigers. They might want to. Hey, look, hey, that's more money for y'all. They might want to bet on me. Let them go and bet on me and get fucked up or they fuck somebody up. What's wrong with that?
Right, I feel you.
Get your hot ass down.
Hey, I can't tell no grown man how to bet their money, Udi. If they want to bet with me and think I'm something, they can go and bet with me. Do what?
Somebody got a speakerphone on or something, man. Or got it
yeah,
on
that's
the
somebody in the background.
Yeah, in the background, you know. Hey, Hootie, hey, we gave you your 20, 30 minutes of fame. Now,
I'm glad you think I'm scared of skin.
You call me in for me, you think I'm scared of skin or something?
You is scared of me, boy.
I know. I'm asking big.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you this part.
If Russ Skin and you drive and Skin drive, you can come and get all my money, man. My mortgage money, my gas note, my gas bill, my light bill. You can come get it all.
Huh? Ain't that heavy.
Okay, I ain't gonna never fight that.
Hey man, who is that with that was on their speakerphone, man?
I don't know, man. Y'all got to mute your phones, or we're gonna have to mute them because we gotta be able to hear everybody.
Hey, Biz.
Hey, Biz. The one thing I'm gonna learn is bet what you're gonna afford.
Yeah.
Sound like somebody got their phone in the pocket.
I got that mic, dog.
I might have to use some phone.
Man, them people is in church, man, on the phone. Yeah, Ali. So, guys. Yes.
You're stupid.
These people want to hear the show that bad. They in church on the phone, man. Got their phone in their pocket, man. They don't even know what's being said. They just got their phone up there.
Okay. All right,
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Did I get it?
I think you did. I don't hear nothing.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Whoever that was.
All right. All right, let me open up a couple of mics.
Go ahead.
Yeah. 219-0560. Kevo, what's going on?
Biz, what's happening?
Hey, man.
How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing pretty good, buddy. What's happening over there at Race Engineering? What you got for us?
Oh, nothing, man. Just listening in. Figured I'd hit my one button and let you know that we're listening in, give you some love on the show.
I appreciate it. We have some characters call in. Is getting out.
Oh
of
man, I'm telling you, that's all right. That's what makes it fun. Reminds me of the old days out on the street. That's kind of nice. I like that every once in a while. I like that. I just didn't catch the whole thing, but I heard him talking about a stock suspension car and that your car wasn't stock suspension. But I don't know who in their right mind would think that even Junior is in stock suspension, because that's about as stock suspension as you're going to get.
Hey, man, I didn't even respond.
I know, that's okay, you know. You got to do what you got to do out there. So, you got anybody, what's the word on the street for the boys coming up?
Oh,
south
he's on the phone. Big Clark.
I just wanted to know how everybody doing.
Hold on, Big Clark. It's falling off mute. My man that owns the Mississippi Nightmare is on the phone.
I'll be damned.
Big Clark.
I heard he was coming up anyways for some of the big car events, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. I'm sure we'll run into one another.
Okay, he ain't answering. I mean, he probably don't know
anything
or something.
That'll be a good
thing.
Like I said, I don't want to be – I ain't going to do no calling out, no nothing until we're tested, but –
Okay.
It's coming. It's right around the corner. So,
Okay.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to coming out there on the North versus the South. I know Terry's going to have the track prepped up real good. And I think it's going to be a good time. It was a good time the last time. I just hope that we can join in this time and represent a little bit for you up here. So
hey, I just got a text. I think this is I think it's Chuck. I got a new phone. Somebody called me and said, quit playing and make room for this car. He ready to bring his car in.
Oh jeez. Yeah, ain't nobody playing, trust me, ain't nobody playing. Just got a lot of stuff going on.
Bring it over.
Mm-hmm.
They ready to bring it over.
Yeah, there's going to be a little bit of hiatus, I think. Once that big shiny piece of billet comes back from Moran's, I think we're going to spend a little bit of time to get that thing dialed in.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
We'll get that in. We'll get that in the car right away, and then we can get back to work again. But you know, until then, we're still doing what we're doing. But like I said, you can shut my number one off.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for being rude, but I'm sure that Big Clark will be on here in a couple of minutes. So just send him to hang loose.
Hey, Joe. hey, this is my chassis guy. I'm just going to introduce the two because both of them in the same situation. They're not ready right now, but they definitely want to play with Big Clark, and Clark going to want to play with them. They both back half cops. And they both know.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Man, so, man, I got to ask this question, and I know I'm ahead of myself, but you know me. I get excited when it comes to this stuff, man. So,
This
all supposed to go down at your show July 27, 28, right?
Maybe not. I mean, we got a meltdown on June 1st, and we got a big tire race that Clark said if they paying – $2,500 or more, he might mosey on up here on June 1st.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
but
with
if
the,
it
and,
don't go down, then
yeah.
it's
yeah.
definitely going down.
Definitely. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If both got oil pressure and heating ahead of us, yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I'd like to say hello and top of the evening to your chassis guy. I'm Mr. Joe. My pleasure,
hey,
Likewise. Hey, what's up, Bizzo?
Who this?
This is Jeff.
Oh, what's up, Jeff?
Hey, man, I got heat in the header. I'm looking for Ty.
Shorty still on the phone.
I don't give a fuck. Get his short ass on the phone, goddamn. That's been my buddy for a while. Get his short ass on the phone.
He's
on the
mic.
Just
go ahead
and
knock me off.
What's
on y'all, man? I'm back on the mic. What's up?
Somebody looking for Todd.
Hey,
oh, they need me to call Todd?
Oh, yeah. No. Well, if you're going to drive his car, you need to call him. But other than that, I'm ready. I got heat in the head.
What does driving his car got to do with it? After they said you wanted to talk to Todd. Do you want to talk to Todd, whoever you are, sir?
We want to
look. Scared. This is Jeff. It's Jeff, man. It's no whoever
what
I
Jeff?
Am, sir.
What, Jeff? So is you with the East Side Stranglers?
Ground and Pound.
Yeah. I'm close to the East Side Stranglers. I'm from Dorchester.
Wait a minute. You say Jeff. You talking about Jeff?
The one that run, drive Tommy car.
That's right.
Oh, man, you ain't nothing, man.
Lock in, man. What you talking about? We on the deck. Lock in.
Hey, you heard that from Big Top.
What? Lock in. Nah, what?
Hey, Jeff, you ain't nothing, man.
Lock in, man. You running your
you
mouth.
Ain't nothing but a... Hey, you ain't nothing. You ain't got no brownie points till you drove Tommy Carr. You ain't nothing, man.
Hey, Skid, you know what? You're absolutely right, man. I can't take that away.
You wasn't doing nothing. You know, when you driving the mother cars, I blowed you back out once or twice. Ain't nothing, man.
Don't forget, back in the days, I blowed that BMW you had back out.
This man, still talking about back in the days. I don't even remember having no BMW. I had so many cars. What are you talking about?
God damn.
Could you blow my back out? Could you? Hey, look. I got a car now. I got a BMW now. Could you blow my back out now?
Yes, sir. We met. Yep, we trying to engage right now.
What you got? What do you have from a BMW?
Access suspension, full interior, full gas tank, small block.
You're not listening to what I said. You ain't listening to nothing I just said, man. I said, what do you got for my BMW?
My Tahoe. My Tahoe, motherfucker, it's Tahoe.
Oh, this man didn't even know how to say Tahoe. He said Tahoe. Come on, man.
Yeah,
come on, with your Tahoe. Lock in. Lock in, man.
Yeah.
Look,
hey, man,
what is we still talking about? Lock in, man, with your Tahoe, man.
I'm talking about lock in.
Lock in with your Tahoe. Let's
lock in
with your Tahoe.
Hey, I'm here with the fellas. We're enjoying the show. But we ready to get
I got Todd. Hey, what's up, Drag? I got Drag mic open. And I got Todd. Todd, your mic open. Go ahead. You got Todd on the phone.
Oh, Todd on the mic.
Hold on, y'all.
Hey, Ty.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. What's going on? Who want me?
Yes, sir. This is me with little Johnny Carr.
What's going on, Jeff?
Like your ass on in, buddy. I got some heat in the head, some more pressure. I need.
What you
want
to do, Johnny? I mean, Jeff. What you trying to do?
5 on 25 better.
Woo.
Head up. Spray to spray.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we can do that. You know what? I'm going to tell you this, Jeff, because I've already been told stop locking in races. I got 7 races locked in for the first Street Car Chaos. So
yeah,
I really don't want to lock. I really don't want to lock in no more.
And I'm going to 2, 3, you're going to get it all in 1 button if you want it.
You say what?
I said, I'm a little 2, 3 hours ready, man. You can get it all in 1 WAP if you want it.
Oh, no, I'm going to get them all in 1 WAP. I got a date. I ain't got no $200-$300 races. Ain't none of my races no $200-$300.
I got oil pressure, got them in a stock suspension car with a full gas tank on this motherfucker, full interior.
Then that means we going to race.
Yes, sir.
You
that's
got
all
that confidence.
Lock in. All right, well,
I just told you I got 7 races locked in, man. I'm not locking in no more.
Listen,
I sound like you scared.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Just lock in $200 there. Fucking, I don't give a fuck. Lock in $50.
You got that, then.
You
got that. You got that, then. You say you full interior, stock suspension.
Yes, sir.
And the car still sits the same, right?
Yeah. Uh huh.
You got that.
Lock in.
Head up. Well, listen. Eighth mile, quarter mile, what?
Eighth mile. Yeah. I learned that shit from Bill. Eighth mile. Yeah.
Shorty, you still on the phone?
Shunk done bagged out on your hot ass. We going in your hot ass. You don't need Shunk. You did this shit by yourself.
I got to ask you, man, if he want to run 8 miles or not.
Ass in. Get out.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Let me talk to Jeff. I don't even care who that was. I'm talking to Jeff because that's who my gamble with. So fuck whoever else talked.
Talk to
me. We all right in Chicago. We run the money wherever we got
money. Hey, Jeff.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Let me talk to Skin and see if he want to do 8th mile, and I get back to you and let you know, because I don't know which one.
Yeah, you know I'm at. You got me.
I know how to get in contact with you.
All right, that's all good. Next question, Biz.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. So I couldn't take it down there, Lena, with the car, but I made it down there to support. But I got feet in the header again. Yeah. Your new car, my new car. Let's try it.
What's your new car?
The white Malibu.
Okay.
It's new to me. Let me put it like that.
Okay.
Hey, Bill.
We want to lock in.
Huh?
I said, when you want to lock in?
Oh, no. We lock in now. Yeah.
Okay, for when?
Oh. Huh?
For when?
I'm coming down to Holly Springs.
Oh, okay.
5 on 25?
No, we're not going to do 5 on 25. We're going to do 3 on 15.
Okay, 3 on 15, that's fine.
All right. So, okay. You small block, right?
Yeah, small block.
I don't need small block. Small block on nitrous. That's what I got.
Okay.
Yep. 3 on 15. Holly Springs.
You don't want carburetor, right?
I got a small block.
Hey, that's the only slip I got. One carburetor.
I can't lock in to you then.
Okay. Well, I'll be at if I see what I like, see what you like.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to help
you. Yeah.
It's actually
for good.
Biz, can you hear me, Biz?
Yes, sir.
What's up, y'all? This is Drake.
What's going on, big fella?
Hey, all y'all, I want y'all to know I got a G-body car for sale with a 12-butt up under it. Upper lower control arms, cow hood, tack gauges, wheels, tires, fuel cell, everything for $3,000.
What motor plate, mid plate?
No, just box steel frame mounts. It has shifter in it. It has switch panel in it. It's got all the stock interior in it. There's nothing out of it. It's an 84 Cutlass. Clear
it's
title. Everything.
84 Cutlass?
Mm-hmm. I'm believing it's clean as old car because it's got the sunroof in it, the factory sunroof in it. It's not a push-up roof. It's got the real sunroof in it. And I think it's the car that Skin used to have. I'm waiting on Skin to get back on so I can ask him, but I'm pretty sure it's the colors the Skin used to have.
It's the black one, right?
Yes, the black one, yeah.
With the maroon interior?
Yes.
You got a cage?
No cage. No ignition, no fuel. It has a fuel pump that I will get with it. I got a Barry Grant 400 pump that I just had rebuilt maybe 3-4 months ago. I let it go with it. It's got the dry shaft. What it is missing is no radiator in it, no headers in it. And that's about it. I'm not 100% sure if the cross member's up under it. But if not, then it's going to need a cross member.
Okay.
But I just want to let the fellas know I got it. You know, I just want to get rid of it right quick, take a few dollars and be gone. You know, I got two cars and some more parts in it on the deal, so. That's why I ain't really trying to get a whole lot of money out the car. I just want to, you know, get rid of some of the stuff and go.
Okay, okay. Well, I got somebody looking for a G-Body Drag. I'm going to give you a call probably in the morning.
Oh, he's a, you know, 3 Love got pictures of it in his phone.
Oh,
I
tell him
still ain't
to
learned
him.
How to.
Yeah, tell 3
yeah,
Love, send him to Love. And I forward them to him.
Okay, no problem. I got another Cutlass 2 in 86. Just a drive around car, you know. Maybe on a scale of 1 to 10, it might be a 6, maybe a 6, something like that. But I ain't trying to get no lot of money out of it neither. I'll take $1,000 for it. You can drive it home.
It's got any rust on it?
A little bit of rust across the back of the trunk and up under the chrome on the driver's side. I seen one up under the panel had a little rust. Car drives good, steers good, everything, you know. It's
low
got
shifter.
An alarm on it.
High low shifter?
No, it's got a shift on the column. It's got the brome interior in it. It's got 6x9 speakers and stuff in the back. Got an amp in the trunk. The radio is not in it. It's missing. It's got tweeters in it. So that's another car that came with the package deal. I'll let it go. Clear title. Just unload it. I'll take a G for it.
Okay. All right. Hold on, Drake. Hey, Drake, is that big boat or small boat?
What's that?
That Cutlass. That big boat or small boat?
Pattern?
Yeah.
I think it's a small boat pattern.
Is that the same as the 86 Caprice?
Chevy. No.
Yeah, it could be.
I'm not sure about the Caprice. I don't want to say yeah, but maybe Danny may be more familiar than I am. I know some of them Chevys take a 4 3/4 boat circle, and then some of them take a 5. But this car is a 4 3/4 like a normal Chevy.
Okay. All right, I'll find out. I'll call you both on them in the morning.
It's got well wheels on it all the way around, Biz, and it's got a set of 1028s on it.
On the drive around?
No, not on the drive around. No, the drive around car got factory colors mags on it all the way around.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's what
is it a 2-door or 4-door, Drag?
Both of them 2-doors.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah. Your line gonna be buzzing as soon as you get off the phone. Somebody gonna call you.
Now, call me. Everybody on here got my number, but for those who might not have it, it's 7847325022.
Yeah.
Man, ain't nobody got your number, man. Hey, who on here looking for me? Drag, Biz. Who looking for me? Bobby Wildchild. Bobby Wildchild. You said
no,
you were looking for me. I just told you. You better be putting somebody on here that can handle me, Drag. Hey, Big Chris. I don't want to mess you up because you're my buddy. And then every time I come down south to see my family, you'll be having a hit out on me when I cross Josh.
No, that's my judge. That's my judge. Hey, Chris.
Hey. Yo.
Hey, Clark. My man Kevin. Right there, baby. Right there. My man Kevin from Race Engineering, the one with the Nova. Mm-hmm. The one with the Nova.
With the turbo car?
Yeah. He wanted to introduce himself to you.
Okay.
Yeah, but he hung up.
He said he wanted to introduce himself to the guy that got the Mississippi Daymare. Well, hey, I don't mind if he introduced himself to a head whooping. You know how we do it, Drag. Hey, Joe was on. I heard Joe on the line asking a question about who he was. I was going to tell Joe that that's the same dude that Bill Lookfoot. Yeah, who that? That. Them dudes that was on the line talking to him about being the chassis guys, the same dude that built the Camaro Lookfoot that I had. They the one built that car. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
I got Melvin on the phone. What's up, Melvin?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, Melvin?
It's
Melvin from Detroit, right?
Oh.
Huh?
That's what it sounds like, Bill.
Hey, Melvin from Detroit.
Boy, I know I ain't gonna get back on.
You on, Melvin? You on? Say something. You on, hey. Melvin?
Yeah,
hey,
go ahead, man.
Hey, Melvin, you done playing?
Huh? Say that again.
Are you done playing?
No, no, yeah, no, I'm ready.
No, no, I heard you was telling jokes. I heard you was telling jokes about a week ago.
Why would I want to tell some jokes, man? I ain't the one for joking. But listen, I do want to get in that lane with Junior. I ain't that kind of guy to be calling no jokes, man. I ain't like that.
Yeah, they told me you was doing your stand up comedy routine.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay, that's cool too. Like I told him I was sending a kite over there to Chicago, and when I got finished playing around with Three Love, they sent that kite on over to your desk. And
okay,
that's exactly what I told him.
Well, I tell you this, Melvin, do me the pleasure. Leave Three Love alone. Just come straight at me.
When you gonna have it there in Chicago?
I don't know, but I have it down south before I have it in Chicago. I have it at a wood race.
Okay, I don't think I'm gonna be making it down there. I'm waiting on the Chicago track over there to open up. So you know.
Oh, you want to run me at my home track?
Yeah, I want to come there and do it. That's what I'm gonna run Three Love at. I'm gonna run Three Love there. We can do it. Both of y'all, when I come over there, both of them can be there. Maybe we, you know, play with Three Love and whatever happened. And well, I do you first, and then if I don't, you know,
please do me first.
Yeah, we'll do
no,
you
no,
first,
no.
And then
hey,
after
Ben,
that, then I got
Ben,
a backup run. I can run.
Ben,
yeah, I'm giving
Three Love the break. He giving Three Love the break.
Yeah, I'm giving Three Love the break.
Mel, I got a cousin that's a neurologist that's in Detroit. I'm gonna set you up an appointment, right, and make sure that everything's cool with you. Is that cool with you?
Why don't you have him at the track? You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time to go see him right now. If he be at the track while he's racing,
you may have to see him when
I get finished over there.
I think the condition that you have is urgent and that you need to see them ASAP. So what if I just set up an appointment that they come to your house?
No. Let's do it at the track so he can give you all the results right there at the track. Because like I said, you may have to use him just as well as I got to use him.
Wait, Melvin, you talking some high power stuff there, buddy.
Hey. So they want to open up and y'all tell me it's open over there. If it was open this weekend, I would be on my way over there this weekend. It's sitting there locked and loaded right now. I don't got to do nothing. And if it was late, just like that, I'll pull it right out of the trailer. We can go right up there to the sideline right now, right off the trailer. I ain't even got to make a pass on the track. Everybody else who can go down through there and doing good, I'll pull it right out the trailer. Then we can go down through there with them.
Well, one thing I guarantee you, 41 is not open because – they don't want to.
I know.
They sitting and waiting trying to open 41 up.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
You.
I'm waiting too. Because I ain't going to do no more traveling right now. But I'm going to come over there.
Well, partner,
yep.
We got to try you, man. We ain't promised to win, but we're going to try
you. I know. That's what I want to do, man. I just want to race, man. That's all I want to do. I don't want to talk no shit. I don't want to do none of that, man. When I come to the table, all I want to do is race.
I got you, man. I got you. You giving us two shots at your partner. You giving us Three Love some action. Then you turn around and giving our father stock suspended cars some action. We got to try.
You know, hey, I got to start somewhere, man. Ain't nobody over here in my neighborhood talking nothing. You know, I don't want to hear nothing, man. So I come over there and talk to myself.
That's good.
So I'm going to let y'all finish, man. I'm going to go back on mute because my line just started back up on.
I appreciate you with your donation, and God bless your ministry.
No problem, man. We got it. You know, that's what I work for, man. I can work the door.
Throw it all this way.
Huh? Man.
Yeah. Hey, fellas, that was Melvin. Okay, that was Melvin from Detroit. He fell and bumped his head. But, you know, I tried to get, y'all heard me, I tried to get him a neurologist over there, a brain surgeon to look at his condition, but he feels that he don't need any
We don't need any help. So we gonna do them.
They ain't got no one over there in Detroit. No way they broke. The city broke.
All they gotta do is go check Kwame's offshore account.
They can get some money out of Big Wayne too, cause he holding on and he ain't paying nobody.
Big Wayne, they told me you wanted to lock somebody in. Big Wayne, do you still want to lock somebody in? I do have.
Wayne,
did send me that number. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Well, Drag, let me see if anybody else got their hand up.
Three plus three, four.
If not, we can call this. We can call this tonight. All right, we got a couple of different numbers out here.
Hello.
571-4646. How you doing?
This is John.
Radio is important.
Have you heard of the new racer Jimmy Russell?
It's who?
Jimmy Russell.
Okay, how can I help you?
Well, you know, he's a really good racer, you know.
Okay, hold on 1 second, bro. Let me help you out. Hang up, you know, you don't want to know. 719-8084.
Hey, what's up, man? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I want to tie you to the back of my truck and drag you around the course because you're a nigger.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate that, bro.
Hey, why is your audio so fucked up? Nobody can hear you.
Alright.
Damn.
Yeah.
Man, don't even entertain that, man. Move on.
Oh, no, I hung up on him.
Yeah.
We got Tim on the phone. What's up, Tim?
I'm going to say, man, you know my goddamn name.
What's going on, Tim?
What's going on, baby? What's going on, Big Drag?
Hold on, let me say my respect. What's going on, Big Drag, Biz, Lady A, how everybody doing?
Around the corner, so I left right out the house.
Man,
that's all that was.
my car as I'm halfway off the goddamn football. I said, man, I like that shit. That's the real 100 shit. I like that.
But see, them the guys that be throwing, you know, be throwing, be hiding in the bushes, throwing the rocks and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So you got to hold them to go lock them in to get them up front so they can race, so they can start throwing the rocks.
I ain't mad at you. That was bullshit. I like that, though. Hey, Meatball.
Hey, Tim, how did we get
this
Monte Carlo coming along?
Hey, Meatball, that motherfucker sitting in the corner doing some steroid push-ups. You hear me?
I mean, you must be lifting them. You must be lifting them women dumbbells.
Hey, I'm lifting the walls again, riding down. I'm bench pressing riding down right now. I'm a fucking
listen, Tim, we ain't gonna go. Hey, you don't want to go? Don't go there. We ain't going through that.
Hey, look, man. They ain't said nothing on his show. On his show, the past 10 minutes for real. Man, I'm gonna beat the brakes off of anything they got R&D on the motherfucking car. That bitch got riding down.
Hey, I want everybody to give it up for Tim on the Biz Show for putting a great performance on.
Hey, get it up. We're going to bet it up, and I'm going to tear your ass up.
Hey, Biz, how was Junior doing, man? How was Junior coming?
Entertain your motherfucking ass. Why not? That ain't nothing. Hey, Big Drag. Trying to get your money from his boy. That's a lot of time member right there.
I've been trying to get that money. I'm going to send about 2 or 3 seventh graders over there to beat the heck out of time.
You might gonna need hey Dre, you might think it's only said one.
You ain't gonna need that.
Hey,
Dre. Oh, give us some lunch money. That way I have something left.
Dre.
I'm about to let Ty know, man.
They said Detroit is broke.
Yeah, that's what they say on the news.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm gonna
watch y'all figure something out. Send us something out now. We'll be all right.
Y'all ain't the only one broke, though. Chicago right behind you. They ain't broke yet. This dog going on. Stuff is going on around here. They be talking about they need money to pay for this and need money to pay for that. It's right, that Melvin. Hey, I don't know if Melvin can hear me on the phone, man. Melvin was talking real greedy. And
what did he say? He said, make sure I tell everybody, and I'm going to tell everybody on video show. He fed my fat ass, and he was getting real more fatter, and he was setting me up for the kill. So thank you, Melvin.
Melvin got something in store, man, because Melvin's been trying to get down ever since the end of last year. He's been trying to race hard.
I mean,
Big Grant.
Yeah.
I got people from the South, you know, my great grandma used to always tell me a hard head make a soft behind.
Oh, yeah.
But you ain't learned nothing yet, Tim, did you?
Hey, I'm an 80s baby.
You ain't learned nothing from that yet, huh? We gonna fuck you up. You ain't learned that.
I'm an 80s baby.
Man, they say, I got a serious question for y'all, man. I'll be up beside. What's it looking like for Milan? Did anybody get any more feedback about, you know, people's gonna start doing things differently? Is the program's gonna go on, or we all gonna come down there?
I'm gonna still go to Milan. I'm gonna still go to St. Louis, you know what I mean? Cause
So that is the home track. But they supposed to have a little get together, and they're gonna try to make it better for the grudge race. You know what I mean?
Is this me?
Just make it better for everybody, because from all the stuff that went on last year, they not only had an issue with one group of people, they just had an issue with everybody. I just wonder what they're going to reevaluate the stuff and come out a little different. That's all.
We're supposed to have a meeting this Sunday about it.
We're supposed to meet Sunday, the grudge racer meeting.
Hey, hold on, fellas. Hey.
Yo.
Man, what's up, man? You gotta play a theme song when you come on, motherfucker.
Hey, Brian, how's South Play coming along?
I'm ready to roll.
That's
I'm
the name
just
of the Mustang,
Child. To open up.
Hey, Child, that's the name of the Mustang. It's called Child Play. I want everybody to know that.
I'm waiting on Skinny Man to send his money.
You waiting on who?
Right, who did you
Skinny
run
man.
When you went down south a week or two ago?
What's that?
Who did you run when you went down south a couple weeks ago?
I didn't run anyone.
You didn't? I thought you had some locked in races when you were headed down there.
When we all were in Lena, I ran TC and lost, and then the last time I went down, I tried to run a couple people, but I didn't have any luck, so I just did some side action.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, you talking about when you went to the House of Hook?
Yeah, when I went to the House of Hook, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, did you hear how White Mike's car coming along? Is it going to be ready for the first no ET?
I told if White Mike's car is ready for the first no ET, he's got the back tire to the 8.
Whoa. Everybody picking on White Mike, man.
I ain't picking on White Mike. I'm sick of people calling me, telling me White Mike's going to drag my ass, and then when I ask him what's up, he tells me I'm going to wait.
Hey, Brian.
Yo.
Hey, what car, you trying to race that white car?
What's that?
You racing that white car, Skinny Man?
Skinny Man, I don't know the car. He said it was black and white, and it was a small block.
Did I told you that's
all black, not 28
car.
Yeah, that's what he said. Well, he could be on a 29.5 non-W tire or smaller. That's the race. But he's supposed to spend some money to a mutual DP man we agreed upon. And I know it takes a little bit to send the money, but I would expect it within the next week or so. But they haven't received the money yet. So until then, I don't consider it locked until they get the money.
For sure. They say I'll already work good.
Yeah. Well, this first no ET is looking to be good if all the people that are supposed to race.
Yeah. I don't know. I want to know if we're gonna be over this big controversy that's going on.
Which one? There's a million of them.
The one with Ride or Die getting fucked up.
Hello.
That's not controversy, though. That's mile and a half. What'd you say, Tim? That's not controversy. That's mile and a half. Y'all getting fucked up. And guess what? We don't have that mile up to lock at the track when we get fucking each other up.
Do any of the Chicago guys plan on coming to the no ET? The first one?
Hey Brian, do you have anybody locked in at the first only team?
I'm kinda holding off because I'm trying to lock in with Skinny Man. If he races, I race for $10,000. So I'm trying to hold off to see if he comes before I try to lock in anyone else. But I'll save some room for White Mike if he wants to get an ass whooping.
When is the first no ET race?
April 20th.
Yeah, that's kind of early in the year for us, being all of us northern guys.
You're 100% correct in that. It's very early.
That might not be choice time for the faster little guys.
definitely at the rate of way this weather is trying to break. I mean, it's slowly trying to break them.
Well, I'm sure all you Chicago guys are all like us. You're waiting for one warm day just so the track can open so you can go out and do something.
Right. Well, 41 would have been open already because they normally
right.
been open, man. It's already in the 20-something of the month. 41 has been unopened. But it makes no sense to open the racetrack. You know, you got no track there. And
yep.
there ain't nothing they can do about it, you know. But I guarantee you that track will open it just as soon as the first day they got, you know, the heat. It'll open up. All of our normal tracks outside of 41, they open up the first week of April. So really, we like 10 days away from all of them opening up.
Right.
The one you would be open up a month or so ahead of any of them. So, but you know, I like to support all the different tracks, but you know, everybody knows 41 is our growth track, and that's what we mainly like to do. So
I can't wait for 41 opens. I love going to that place.
Yeah, they got Denny and Terry, man. They really gotten after that place, and they really make it a nice place for us to come away.
I went there for that Father's Day thing. It was a blast. And then I went there for, I think it was a meltdown. We came there with Crank's Car and NOS Big Shots, and that program
yeah.
was ran flawlessly, man. There was no bickering, no nothing. Get in line. If you weren't in line, then your ass was out, you know. It was
yeah.
it was a very well-ran program. I'll go to any meltdown that I can possibly make it to. I was
yeah,
happy with
good,
it. Did it.
We want you guys to come race with us, and you know we just want to have a good place where we can go race ourselves too, man. They bending, man. They really bending to help you know make it better for all of us, man, which is good, you know.
Well, we can't expect you guys to make a trip here all the time. We got to bend and go to you guys as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, why did they close down Detroit Dragway?
Because we broke. We broke, goddammit, we broke.
Oh man.
Do the truck still stand or is it still there or they done built over?
Yeah, it's been all knocked down and it's a industrial area now.
You know, US 30 been out of circulation since 83 and the track is still there. It's still there, but it's just nothing going on. Nothing going on there. Do we get Biz back or Biz getting ready for work?
Biz probably getting ready for work.
Yeah. Yeah, Biz got to be working 7.
Hey, people.
Where
that bag motherfucker
go? Excuse
me.
Hey, Chris, where you at? Big Chris, where you at?
He gone too, Dre.
I didn't mean to mention Bobby Wildchild, man. I mentioned Bobby Wildchild. He hung up. Well, y'all, I guess we rolling on down. We don't offer here. But don't forget, I got the car for sale, guys. If anybody interested in the G-Body car for a decent price, give me a call. I'll holler at y'all in the next show. I'm going to get on Big Chris's show in a little while. So, and y'all move over to Big Chris's show, I'll holler at y'all there.
Hey, Drag, you know you got to call in early.
Yeah, I can call. I can get in. I can get on with it. It don't matter.
Hey, Dad, these doubles get full quick, man.
Yeah, they be getting sold out real fast. But you know, with me being in position, man, I can get on.
Hey,
Yeah, these jokers just sold out real quick, man. Everybody trying to find out when he locking in, what the next big race at, so they can get moving.
It's that time of year, though, Danny. See, we just not getting real active like you hear all the guys, all the East Side guys. You see how, how ready they is to go racing now, because we know it's getting to be time almost. A lot of them guys didn't really look much about them before, it started to change here, so everybody getting anxious. So it's going to be really, really full now, The dudes down south, they've been racing, at least 2 months. So they waiting for the race.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So our guys got something, they get ready.
Yeah,
It's gonna be a hell of a summer. Hey, as much as traveling we done did already this year, shooting over Detroit gonna seem like a hop, skip, and a jump.
I'm about to get on over to the other show.
All right, guys. Y'all take it easy, man. Y'all stay up, bro. All right.
Everybody that went on to the other show? Hello? Look like y'all gonna move out here with it.
I guess everybody left.
Somebody got their phone on speaker because it's echoing.
Sure is.
I'm already called in on Big Clock Show.
I know I locked in.
Larry, you get your slide in over there already?
Huh? I didn't hear you. You said, did I do what? Hello?
He said, did you get your flight in?
No, your slide. Your slide on Big Clock.
Yeah.
You call in.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I got my other line tied up right now. I got it tied up like a shoestring knot.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, because
you going down to Montgomery?
Larry, I told you I keep the suitcase in the car. That's the traveling suitcase.
You want to come over here and pick mine up?
Hey, Larry, we might have to keep them in the cars at all times, even the traveling suitcases.
You got that right.
I told you. Yeah, please, man. We get this funny weather, so we ain't going to see no good morning out. We ain't going to smell no VAC, no rubber, no racing gas, or nitrous purpose in the air. We ain't going to see that for about another couple of weeks. But until then, me and these minivans gonna be down the highway.
I heard that.
I wanna see it, you know.
Yeah, cause Mr. Five Speed, he doing something real funny out there.
Man, for him and they. I wish it was more pro mods that was going. I wish they just show up and stop being scared.
Huh.
You know, the rest, it's only four of them. Well, all them pro stocks from down there, all them pro mods from all down there, the East Coast, them cars is ready.
Yeah.
Like they say, people over there acting funny, or you didn't come to my show. Damn all that. Just get on over there to the show. You know?
Yeah, they might.
And just repeat.
Yeah.
They sitting there, they got heat in the header and oil pressure in them pro mods. It won't even get over there. Man, go on over there and make it one of them pro mod shows that ain't nobody never seen before.
Let's get eight cars, 12 cars over there,
14 or 16 cars over there. Just let them all show up.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
But I want to see one of them big pro mod shootouts.
Mm-hmm. Last time, remember, never had one down there. We went to it, you know, and it was really nice, man, down in Montgomery.
How many pro mods that showed up? About eight or 12?
Yeah, I think about
8.
Yeah, it was about 8 or 10.
Ooh-wee.
Yep, and then they had another class, a 530 class, and another class, and they kept mixing them in. Oh man, it was on, man.
Money well spent, huh?
Yes, sir. I enjoyed myself too.
See, that's what I like when I go to the show. When I go to the track, it's a good show. Money well spent.
Yeah.
Type man told me when I was at the zoo. He said, He said, "You think you're going to get more than that for your $20? I said, "Man, we looking for round three." He said, "Shit, you ain't going to see round three here for your goddamn $20. You want to go somewhere else to see the other part of it." I said, "Okay."
Yes, sir. Because
we had a ball at the zoo that day. Man, we had a ball.
Yes. I know the program that we went to, I was just so glad, man. Everybody was so determined, man, when we went to which program. We almost filled the track up, but unfortunately we didn't due to the circumstances, but it was really nice, man.
Oh, when we went to Holly Springs? Oh, yeah.
Yes,
I like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we had
really
fun
nice.
Now. You know, that money I was spending them days I was running up and down the highway to Mississippi. Man, them two programs was well spent. I'm talking about them was some good programs.
Yes, it was. I enjoyed myself, man. I sat back and I chilled, man. And that Lil Wick had them. Man, Lil Wick. Well, I don't know what that was. He gave out. It was supposed to have been a turkey leg, but I ain't never seen one that big, man. It took, I don't know, about 2 days to eat that song gun, man. He made me think he had called an pterodactyl or something, man.
he had an ostrich drumstick talking about passing that surgery.
I'm telling you. Oh, Wick, all right, man.
That's my guy.
He all right. I hope
I can make it to Texas to see that all roads lead to Texas. I want to make it there. I want to make it to the Grudge thing at the zoo and Alabama. Man, I'm gonna put a lot of miles on these minivans. I'm gonna be traveling right now. I want to experience all this good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey Larry, I want to experience all this good stuff here.
Man, I'm telling you, man, it's gonna get real good, man. Just wait till it get warm.
Because, man, if 2013 came in with a roaring roll, man.
Man, it's gonna be all right. I believe it is.
Yeah, I want to know how it's gonna end though, because the way it came in, man, it was, oh my God, it was roaring real hard when it came in.
Hey man, it was a bomb, man.
I'm talking about, then, you know, you get the final hit at the zoo in November. I want to know what is Mr. J Barnes gonna do for the final hit at the zoo.
It's gonna be the bomb.
Man, I think he gonna take that gate down. You know how when you come in, you know that gate back there blocking the woods. I think he gonna take the gate down because he gonna have to park cars back up in the woods. But I'm telling you, it's gonna be so. That thing gonna be so packed. He gonna have to unbolt the gate back there.
It's gonna be all right. I know that.
Yeah, you're going to have to unbolt that gate, man. Y'all just park in the woods back there, man. Y'all just go ahead. And ride the deer to hit butt naked and ride them to the sideline.
I'm telling you. It's going to be all good.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Because last year, the final hit at the zoo, man, that thing was packed from front to back, east to west, everywhere. That thing was a standing room only.
I believe May the 19th is going to be off the chain, man.
Now they said we got to go to the zoo on the 18th. May 18th, we got to go to the zoo. And May 19th, we got to go to in Alabama.
Are both of them Grudge Inc. events?
Yeah. You didn't hear Mississippi Joe when he just was on the phone talking?
Yeah. So So Montgomery must not be that far from the zoo.
You know what? I don't think it is. I'm going to get on the map again. You know what?
Yeah.
I really don't think it is.
Find out how many hours it is, you know?
Probably a couple. Because, you know, it's diagonal from the zoo.
Yeah. Well, what's jumping on the 18th?
He said the zoo having something on the 18th, and then he said when we leave there, Grudge, he having something at the zoo on the 18th, and then once we leave there, we're going to the
Montgomery, Alabama, to Montgomery Motorsports.
Yep.
Yeah. It's all good.
I'm, you know, when it get around, I'm gonna have to take the pants up out of it. I'm gonna have to switch the suitcase out the shorts.
I heard that. I sure heard that. Ain't nothing wrong with it either, boy.
Hey, Larry, I'm gonna take the pants out of the shorts in.
Yeah. Where's old Donye, man? I ain't heard nothing from old Donye, man. He's been quiet.
Biz said he was he was over at you know he worked at Intimate Bakery.
Yeah.
So you know he worked at Intimate Bakery, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they said he over there he got all these flavored donuts and pies and cakes for Wick. He said he had Intimate Bakery over here baking up something for him. I said, uh-oh. That's why he been quiet. He been at the bakery.
Oh, okay. Get them donuts, some different kind of donuts together.
Oh yeah, they said he's gonna have Long Johns and you know the Twisted Donuts and
yeah.
The powdered donuts, the Jelly Steel ones, and
yeah,
the crumbly ones,
and the custard and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said he at Intimate Bakery right now, so you know you don't mess with a bakery when he's baking.
Yeah, okay.
So you need to bake alone.
What's going on?
Who is this?
This Chemo.
What's up,
Chemo? Oh,
I'm
in that Chemo.
What's the deal? What's
Chemo, you
deal?
About to get on Big Chris, the Big Clock Show?
Yeah, I'm going to call over there right now.
You know you keep a whole lot of stuff stirred up. You know that, right?
I'm going to stop all that, man.